Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Morning, man. How'd you sleep?
Oh, I slept great. My pillow is so soft.
Pillow? Is that?
Yeah, my pillow.
Do you want, I'm making breakfast. Do you want any eggs or?
You know, yeah. I'll take some eggs and some milk. Yeah.
What is milk?
You know what? Why don't I just both?
Both. You know, okay. I'll make it for you.
By the way, did you hear something? There was like some sort of racket on the roof last night.
Oh, I don't know, because I've never heard of a roof. What's that? We have a roof.
Yeah, this is going to sound crazy, but it almost sounded like there was a wolf on the roof last night.
Are you trying to say wolf? Are you trying to say woof? Okay, no, you're not getting anything. You're not getting any eggs and milk and both.
Hey, people, learn how to talk. Dude, I can't. What's up, Jake? I can't stand. What if instead of Jake, I called you Jick? Would that bother you?
Yeah, it would.
I can't stand these. Katie does it. She says orange.
Oh no.
What word is that? What does that mean? Huh. What is, if you had to define orange, what would you say it was?
Orange is the name of an adult male.
See, you still wanted to understand that you can actually talk right. It's orange.
Oh, I couldn't even say the wrong version.
Right. Try it again.
Orange.
Got it. Yeah.
A little sass to it.
Yeah.
Orange.
Ooh, do you want an orange? Yeah, what do you think it is?
I was imagining it's the name of like an adult male in Scotland.
Like Orange McPherson.
Orange McPherson.
That's good.
Makes a heck of a pale ale.
Well, her name's Kathleen Kennedy. Maybe that's it. I'm Irish. You Irish?
Surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. How do people know? When do they tell you? Grade school?
When you have your first pint, you know it.
You can just taste it. Throw a little orange slice in there.
But welcome back to Correct Opinions, with your boy Trey Kennedy and Jake. The people have spoken. I think you're here to stay.
Thank you, people. Thank you, Trey. Thank you
to the Academy.
The Academy.
So yeah, thanks, dude. It's gonna be a good time.
Thank you.
I will. The lovers of the solo episodes. Will I ever do a solo episode again? Maybe. I'm not saying, but
I can. Leave.
I can head out of town.
Jake
can, I mean, one false move. So, yeah.
You heard the term thin ice before? Mm. Yeah, you're on it.
But right? Welcome back to episode 92. And we are happy to be here. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Just in case, I was just moving. To, I don't know if it's playing right now, but
I thought it would be.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jake and I, we just got back from good old Spokane. Had some great 6 sold out shows there.
Can you please talk correctly?
Yeah. Great people. We had a great time.
6 sold out shows.
6 sold out shows.
6 sold out shows.
6 sold out shows.
Yeah.
It's 6 showed up. 6 sold out shows in Spokane. 6 sold out shows in Spokane.
Almost.
You try it.
6 sold out shows in Spokane. 6 sold out shows in Spokane. I got 2.5.
Derek, go.
This is a no.
And he didn't get it. And he couldn't get it.
He did speech as a kid. That was unfair of me.
I did speech for my R's.
Same.
Oh.
Just so you know. I was in my resume. You already know that.
Yeah. Okay. We had a great time. We did we're golf boys. We've been golfing.
G boys.
People don't realize this. You know, when you go out. When you have shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, you're very grateful. You're very pumped for that. But what do you do from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
If it is Trey and Jake in Connecticut in February, the answer is just sit around and stare at each other. Mm. But now we do slightly more than that.
Yeah, we play a little golf. It's a fun, what a great outdoor activity. Get a little infuriating. Yeah. But we are, you know, I've never golfed. You've never really golfed. We're not golf guys. So we, you know, we're out there and jeans, we don't know what's happening. You know, we
don't
tell.
Even have our own golf clubs. We're having to like rent them from the place.
Yeah. Every place we go to is like, yeah, we have the tee time for you know, a couple of us playing around. We also need 2 sets of clubs. I also need 15 golf balls. I also need golf tees. Do you have any gloves? Do you?
What about sunscreen? Where are we at on sunscreen? How's that?
Yeah.
And a golf cart.
Just whatever else. And so just bad vibes from the start.
Yeah, we may, and we're learning, like, every sport has its nuances. It has its, like, rules. It even has its unwritten rules. And I guess we broke a big one on Saturday.
I tell you what, we... I actually talked to some golf buddies about this, and they were like, they're tripping. I think
that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Because Alan told us, and Alan's a little bit of a golfer.
We go, we play the first nine holes.
It takes like close to 2 hours.
So I believe this is how most work is. After you, the ninth hole kind of reorients you back to like the clubhouse.
To like do not pass go, or like the go on the Monopoly board.
Yeah, that's how, I think that's how they explain it in like PGA events.
Oh, Park Place. We're back home.
So I remember us being like, you know, we've been out here for a couple hours already. It's like, this seems like a great time to, let's go inside, grab a bottle of water, a little lunch, get back after it.
And we did have a phenomenally quick lunch.
Oh, I mean, we were in and out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, so fast.
We're not messing around.
No.
We come back out, our carts have been put up, all our stuff. You know, I'd left my sweatshirt on there. I'd left my sweat.
Like my wallet was just in the golf cart. All of our clubs are in it. Like, yeah. I mean, everything we have was in there.
So we go, we're like, oh, sorry, we weren't done. And like, they're like, you guys left that out there for like 15 minutes. Now you've screwed up the whole day for everyone.
He's like, you guys, I mean, you really cannot be doing that. I mean, you just really cannot be doing that, guys. I mean, he acted like we just went and danced on his mother's grave or something.
Yeah.
Like, you really should not be, guys.
You're being kind. One guy's on his phone, not even looking at me. He's like, now you've screwed up everyone else's tea time the rest of the day.
Like, wait, does this guy even work here?
Who are you?
Some bystander sitting in the corner.
And so we just go back out and it's fine. There was like literally no one even
there was on no the one next there.
Tee box.
Yeah.
And
they made us feel so silly.
And so Downriver was the name. I don't know. Those people out there. We went to another place. The lady was very helpful. She's very nice. We're like, wait, we're not from here. We haven't done this course. She's like, we'll enjoy it. You guys let us know if you have anything you need.
It was awesome. And I felt
welcomed.
And then what did she say at the end of the day?
Oh, then she's like, oh, yeah, she played me pretty good, actually. And I was like, she's like, I'm also a big fan. I saw the show sold out. Could I have some tickets? And
also,
who am I to say no?
She made quite the guess about your family tree.
She's like, and is John Christ your twin brother?
In what world does that make any sense?
Yeah, we changed names just to kind of separate the brands.
We have different last names. We made a couple videos together in 2017. Mm-hmm. Yes, we are twins.
But nice gal. She came to the show, had a great time, said kind things. Yeah, that was the big takeaway. We did a lot of Ubering.
Yeah, got a little bit of everything. Very first Uber ride of the trip, this girl scared us a little bit. She's like, oh, I mean, Spokane, I mean, they're really still locked down. You got to have your mask on everywhere. Nothing's open.
Everything's closed at 10 p.m. sharp.
Yeah.
You can't. We're like, there's three of us in this Nissan. Could one of us sit shotgun? She's like, can't do that in Ubers in the state of Washington.
I will die.
Yeah. And then the next year we got in, the guy didn't have a mask on. He's like, come on up here.
Yeah.
Hang out. And we went into all the restaurants. No one really had masks. So
it's great.
It ended up being okay.
One thing we haven't talked about is the amount of Ubers who will pick us up from the airport and then just have so much crap in their trunk. It's like they're not expecting people to have luggage. Like, oh, sorry, that's my son's little tyke skull. Oh, man, that's just taking up the whole trunk.
Sorry, I didn't foresee. Oh, God, you guys each have a piece of luggage? What are you guys?
Yeah, like, it's the like, trunk is just full of garbage.
The international airport. Yeah, the lady literally dropped us off, and she's like, as we're getting out, she wasn't popping the trunk. I was like, she's like, oh, do you have luggage back there? Like, you popped the trunk for us at Michigan.
Yeah.
This is a 10-minute drive.
We're at the airport. Yeah.
Let us out of here.
Like the line from Dumb and Dumber.
What do you think about...
Why into the airport? Flying somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I like how many people just get in here and they're like, man, how about this construction up here? As they pick us up from the airport.
Yeah.
Like, I just traveled in to here. I don't know what's going on.
The Uber driver on the way to the last golf course we went to, Trailhead, he was the really talkative one that like would randomly throw in some conspiracy theories he believes. Yeah. That one. He would also, I mean, at the very beginning, he's like, y'all mind if I take a I-90 there? You know, really quickly, we're like,
oh, I hate them.
We're not from here. This is why we're Ubering. You know, we don't know.
Every now and then Uber will be like, is it okay? Do you have a preferred route other than this? I'm like, yeah. Take the computer knows. The computer knows.
Unless you're driving into a lake, don't. Not follow the computer.
Dear. Yeah, that conspiracy guy is like, oh yeah, glad you guys are cool with no mask. You know, he's like, I got one of the two doses. I mean, you know, I bet I'm good enough. These people, I mean, it was all made in a lab. And he starts going off. We're like, dude, just.
I mean, the only person I know who's only got one dose of a vaccine. Like, yeah. How does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, zero or two.
But so early on to this trip, we establish we're not from here. Take us whatever route you want. Just take the highway. Because he's trying to tell us, you know, sometimes the highways are not always the fastest route. I think I even said, really?
Really?
I was like, I'll engage with this conversation.
You did this professionally.
He was like, yeah, you know, sometimes I'm like, anyway. So we're like, we're not from around here. We're in the last 2 minutes of this 30-minute drive.
You know, if you put a car in reverse, it actually goes faster.
And no mileage.
Yeah. Yeah. car appreciates.
Yeah, thank me later. Very end of this drive, he starts giving us advice. Now, if you guys are ever on this road up here, I mean, they're always doing construction. It's best just to go on to Roanoke and then bypass all that. We're like, dude.
Told him we're not from here.
We don't live here. I will never drive on the street. In fact, even if somebody moved to Spokane, I will still never drive on the street just to spite you.
Where are we? Yeah, the Ubers are great. They always keep you on your toes.
I'm sure we have some Uber drivers, Lyft drivers who listen to the podcast. I'm sure you guys are great. Mm-hmm. But it does seem like a what's on the woof? It's the
Whoops. Whoop and whoop.
Whoopsie daisy. A prerequisite for 80% of Uber drivers is just a massive lack of social cues.
Yeah, there should be just a simple test like, okay, we found out you don't have a criminal record, your vehicle meets the standards. Answer this 10-question quiz. Number one, which can you go faster on, a highway or a neighborhood street? This guy would have failed that.
Question number
two. When you think about it.
Sorry.
No, oh, sorry. Question number two.
Question number two. If three people are crammed into the back of an Uber on their phones, yet still engaging in a conversation, should you interject with your anti-vax conspiracy theory?
Dude,
yes or no.
We all reacted. One Uber driver, it was literally like, here, I'm going to do an impression. Jake and Derek have a little conversation.
Anyway, so I'm excited for today. I want to like try the
pitch. Yeah, just opened the bar up down there. It's called Jimmy's. It's good. She could hear us. Yeah, we were engaged, and she was like, "Yep, that's what's over there." And we even looked at each other like, "What?
This is crazy." She had to hear us. Oh, I remember more stuff. The climate control, that needs to be a question on the Uber quiz too.
Yeah.
This guy's like, "Guys, want AC or windows?" Like AC, because we're normal people.
Yeah.
He's like, "All right, cool."
Yeah, I'm not opens a Labrador.
Opens the sunroof and then blast the AC. It's a cool 84 degrees in the car the whole time. It's just so hot.
True.
Just close everything. Use air conditioning. We live in 2021.
I think my favorite guy is the one who got in the car and was listening to a like true crime podcast and at full volume. So I thought I'd get in. He might like turn down nothing.
Once you got a phone call, maybe he would turn it down.
Yeah, I was on the phone trying to talk. He was just blaring. I was like, sorry, this is in the background of our conference call. Just the Italian mob family murdered an entire. That was for 15 minutes. Full volume. Like, what are you listening to?
The severed head has still never been found. We assume it's somewhere in the Allegheny River.
Can you imagine being like a poor girl just gets a midday Uber? Like, just hello, Jared. Yeah, I'm just going to yoga. Like, yeah. She was brutally massacred and mutilated.
Turns out,
could we listen?
Just like his father, he also loved trying on other people's skin.
Could we listen to Olivia Rodrigo? Lot of characters on the Uber driver.
All of that just in one weekend.
Yeah.
3.5 days gone. And we have so many stories about Uber drivers.
That is funny, man. That's the only place, because we were so close that actually there's like a rental car shortage. So that was part of why we Ubered. But we were close by, so it wasn't that bad. But the only place I've ever Ubered a lot is LA. And that's just like, they know. They don't say a word to you.
Yeah.
And it's almost kind of sad. I'm like, are you having a good day? Like, sir, I'm not. And you get in some of these smaller towns. Like, I'll get back from a travel, and some middle-aged woman will pick me up and be like, I'm trying so hard. I'm just trying to chill back here. I was like, come sit up front with me. Let's chat. I've had that a couple. Have you ever had that happen to you?
No one's ever suggested it.
Yes. Yeah. Like, sit up here. Let's chat. One time where someone goes, could you sit up here? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And I open the back seat, and a little six-year-old's just staring at me. She's like carting around her daughter to work. I was like, well, I definitely should probably not sit back here with her. So... sat up front.
I can't say I've ever had that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I've definitely had like both AirPods are in, my eyes are closed, I'm trying to nap on the way. So, you excited about your trip?
The construction up here is a doozy, huh?
Uh-huh. I've never been a huge fan of roundabouts. What about you, huh?
Could never quite figure them out.
I'll get stuck on them for hours.
Yeah. But other than that, great weekend.
Other than that, it really was great. That was one thing I wrote down, wanted to mention. Like, we are starting to, like, figure out how to travel a little bit now, mm-hmm. to not stare at each other. We got hooked up by Matt, a fan of Trey's, hooked us up with a private tour of Gonzaga basketball.
Oh, yeah, he's a listener, I think.
This Rec-ty. Is me throwing it out there. Hey, next city, we got about 5 weeks, New Brunswick, New Jersey. What do you got for us?
Yeah, what do you got?
What's out there?
We'd love to hear.
Shoot us a direct message.
Yeah.
On Instagram.com.
Yeah. Maybe there's like a shooting range. You just like walk outside.
Just go outside at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a shooting range.
Yeah. It's kind of fun.
Oh, like shots? Like a bar? Or like a vaccine? No.
But excited, man. Yeah, I've heard great pizza up there.
Oh.
New Jersey.
Great pizza.
Great pizza. Get some pizza.
That would be good. Well, I honestly, there's a pizza. Fan, yeah. Yeah, I was going to say, like, I do like my pizza here in Kansas City, although it's interesting. My favorite pizza place in Kansas City is also a gay bar. It's kind of a two-for-one.
I think you've heard of this. Yeah, they do a little, maybe, they do some drag or something, too. Yeah.
You've probably been there. You've probably seen it. And, it's hey, funny. I put so my what? Pizza Pizza's before great. Anything else.
Pizza's
yeah,
great.
It is my favorite pizza in Kansas City, and so I will go pretty often. However, it can, you know, some things can arise. Two things. One, it could be a little bit of a confidence booster. Sometimes it's like, I want a little pizza and a pick-me-up.
Yeah.
The second thing that can happen is there are just certain verbiage, certain words that can get confusing. Like when I get, you know, like I'm almost positive I ordered the cheese pizza on the app, but then when I got there, I was hearing the word sausage being thrown around a lot.
Mm.
You know,
yeah,
and it creates this,
you don't want to offend anybody.
Right? I don't want to be rude, but you know, right. No, thank you.
Do you want this thick or thin? And you're like, well, is it the pizza? I don't.
Yeah. Now, are we going to be having stuffed crust tonight?
Do you want your crust stuffed?
I don't think so.
Do you want your crust stuffed?
No, thank you.
So you said cheese? So you want us to take off your toppings? Like, well, yeah, but no. If that's just fine if you do, but I don't personally.
I will not touch anyone's toppings.
Yeah.
And also, back to the crust. When it comes to the crust, can we make sure we get all of it? I don't want you to like take off any of. Don't cut off the end. All right, I want the crust on there. Don't cut off any of the
natural.
End. Right? Yeah.
Mm. Gotcha. Yeah, I understand how that could be confusing.
It is. It is tough, especially when
good. One time I went in there, I was like, "Is it almost ready?" And they're like, "Yeah, they're coming out now."
It'll be quickie. Just 5 minutes.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, I don't. And you're just never sure, but
I'm not
know,
in a hurry.
It's always worth it, though.
It's fine.
The pizza's great.
It's always worth it. Mm-hmm. I love the dough. They make sure to emphasize the dough's been hand tossed. They ask me if I prefer that. You know, it's like we can start there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You dined in there too, yeah? Or do you only pick it up? I've dined in there before, and then it's so filling. I mean, I almost always eat all of it. If not, they're like, "Do you need a doggy bag?" And I, you know.
That's a great, and then at a certain point, I got to say, you know, hey, oregano means no. All right.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll just make it at home.
Yeah.
I'll have a deep dish
at
home.
Do it at home.
Yeah.
Deep dish.
And toss it at home.
I know. Because, yeah, when you take it to go, their product is hot on your lap.
Part of it's maybe my fault. I know one time I left a couple dollars on the desk and he was like, "What's this?" I was like, "Oh, that's just the tip." And so that. Maybe that was my fault.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. It, you know, you have to. A lot of stuff gets confused up in there, but you know, it's always end of the day. It's a great slice.
It is good pizza,
slice
and we will be having good pizza in New Brunswick, New Jersey, which we're coming to.
That's what just made us think of that.
So
yeah,
excited for
New
that
New Brunswick. Yeah. Also, tell us what is like a safe area around, because last time we were up in the Northeast, because I feel like the Northeast is. Us being good old, plain boys.
Yeah. Ozarks
boys. I feel like Northeast, it's so condensed and stuff. And I feel like more than anywhere in the country, it's like a mile that way.
Yes.
There is like a Maserati dealership. And a mile that way, if you show your face, you're going to get killed.
They'll take it off.
Because last summer in Connecticut, I was like, this is right by the place. It'll be fine. And I mean, we were in the thick of what didn't see. I mean, when you see bars on every establishment,
all
on the street you're on, that doesn't seem like a great sign.
And then people say, oh, you're singing Guns Wave in New Haven. You're like, oh, is that a...
Yeah.
Where does that name come from? Mm-hmm. Guns
Wave. But I'm learning. I learned. It's very nice. It's amazing learning lessons. If you just Google, like, is so-and-so town safe, you can get some great
Google
feedback.
Google will just tell
and
you.
It's like, here, I'll do it right now. Watch this. It's actually great. So let's say I'll do this. We stayed in New Haven once. Is New Haven, Connecticut safe? The answer is... it is in the 11th percentile for safety, meaning 89% of cities are safer.
Oh, wow.
so that's kind of what it says there. It's the, property crime is much higher than the average rate. So you learn these things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, this one says, ooh, it came in as the nation's fourth most dangerous city.
That'll do it. Dude, we stayed right in there.
That's actually maybe a fun new bucket list.
Stay in all the top five.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're touring in all the major cities that like...
America's... Major. Yeah, let's look this up. America's most dangerous cities. I think we should try this. Well, this is funny. We're my hometown, Edmond.
Uh-huh.
1 year was voted the best suburb in the country.
Let's go.
Which...
A great place to grow up.
Is another way of saying... I grew up in the widest area in the world.
I just looked up the part of town that we were told not to go to in Spokane, and it was rated an F on areavibes.com.
Okay.
Its area violent crime rate is 232% cool. higher than the national average.
I mean, we might be...
I like areavibes.com. That's what a great URL.
That's great.
Bum that's taken.
That is too bad. This is hilarious.
I want to find like... Yeah, top five worst cities to live in.
These are too specific.
And let's stay in all of them.
2021, most dangerous cities. We got Detroit, St. Louis, Memphis, Baltimore. We'll see you there for all of them.
Wait, Detroit?
Scranton, believe it or not.
PA?
Springfield, Missouri.
Aye.
We'll be there, Springfield.
Oopsie daisy. We'll stay at my parents' place.
Okay. Cleveland, see you there.
We're going to all of them that you've said so far.
We're missing a lot of these, but we'll go. Okay. I don't know where like Rockford, Illinois is.
Might just be a different part of Chicago.
Wichita, really?
Is that
a great place? I'm not believing this. I feel like some of these people just make stuff up. The FBI's 10 most dangerous cities.
I trust the FBI.
FBI seems pretty legit. And Anchorage, Alaska is number 4. What's going on up north? They're just bored.
I think it's like...
They just like run out of moose to shoot.
There's just like a bunch of beef that stirs up from gas and oil rigs. Yeah. Fracking.
Yeah.
I got a fracking problem with you, bro.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
No kidding.
I looked up top most dangerous cities in the U.S. And one of the top ones is... I won't give it away, but it's a city that we're going to be touring at that we were like almost making fun of or poking fun of. Like, whoa, I can't believe we're going to the city. It seems like such a small... city in the Northeast, and it's in the top 10, so we're going there.
Delaware?
Yeah.
Oh.
You nailed it.
Not a lot of taxes up there. It's good. It's anarchy.
Yeah. Detroit, St. Louis, Memphis, Baltimore.
Hey-o.
Not bad. We're going to all those in the top 4.
Can't wait. Cannot wait. What is it, 8
Mile in Detroit? Oh, yeah. 8
Mile.
8 Mile. He's one of my favorite rappers.
Mm-hmm. I love him.
I love 8 Mile. And that song he did about his mother... In her closet. Yeah. He helped her rearrange her closet. Gosh, I love 8 Mile.
8 Mile. He is a nice young man. He just, he thought he could do it, so he did it.
He means well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and that person who wrote, he wrote him a sweet little note. Dear Slim.
Yeah.
Dear, he's got a fun little nickname. Oh, it's cute. It's adorable.
He had those... He had those sweet little daughter, those girls, and they would, I think they grew up in a trailer and they just go around the outside.
They just go around the outside. All day long, around the outside. Just
those trailer park girls going around the outside.
Oh, it's adorable. I love thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see it in person. But first, New Brunswick pizza. We got to do that.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Anything else we need to talk about from the weekend? The shows went great. We loved Spokane.
They did go great. I remember, you know, I just being back out about so much and dealing with customer service type people. I need to do better, but yeah, I like to kind of get irritated and people do it. We were at the golf course and it was lunch. And I was like, okay, on the menu, it simply says BLT. Well, what else was on it? BLTs come in all sorts of shapes and sizes.
And you specifically asked, what condiments come on the BLT? Heard you ask this.
I go, what comes on the BLT? And then I realized, you know, like the condiments and stuff. And she gives me a weird look like this. She's like, bacon, lettuce, tomato. And I wanted to, but I played it cool. I was like, yeah, the condiments. I know what's on a BLT. Oh, everyone there just looked down on us.
So the B stands for bacon. She got flashcards just out of nowhere. Like, where do you get these?
B,
L stands for lettuce. You loser.
Yeah.
Did you ask those stupid questions BLT. Here again? You shouldn't even be eating lunch. You need to be on whole 10 or else you're going to screw up the whole day, moron.
Can you imagine any other menu item? I was like, what comes on the cheeseburger? Like, beef, cheese, bread. I'm like, oh my gosh. Dude, we had to finally figure it out. You don't care, but the comedy clubs, you know, they're not serving kale salads, right? It's kind of like bar food. And my body, day three, I'm having reflux, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got to get something. And something so we hunted down like a salad somewhere. But yeah. I remember we kind of ordered some, it was a little nicer restaurant. So I had like a roasted chicken with a salad. It was, you know, did my body right.
Yeah.
And on the side was like some nice charred portobello mushrooms cut up. And I was like, dude, you're not going to eat those, are you?
I was like, I don't even know what that is. I think that's mulch.
Yeah.
It looked exactly like mulch. I was like, you're going to eat that?
Yeah. It's great.
You can have all the mulch you want, baby. the BLT thing reminded me, we got patronized at a different eating establishment. As soon as we got to Spokane, our Uber driver took us straight to that taco place, which, pretty good taco place.
It was.
But boy, did we get the order of operations wrong. Mm-hmm. Please excuse my dear Aunt Sally. My goodness. It was, I guess you're supposed to order and then sit down, which, you know, whatever, different strokes. Mm-hmm. But we have all of our luggage with us. We haven't checked in the Airbnb. So we've got like rolly bags. We've got duffels. You know, we got backpacks. So we set them down in a booth and then go up to order, which there's only one other person in line. It's not like we're bypassing a ton of people. It's, you know, middle of the day, whatever. And this guy behind the bar goes, okay, fellas, I'm actually going to have you guys pick up your bags because other people might want to sit there. And he said it that condescending.
There's one people ordering. We're like have all this luggage. Like, I think it would make sense. So we got to wheel our luggage through the line.
And he said it just so patronizing. Yeah. Other people might want to sit there. And if your bags are there, then they can't sit there.
Yeah.
It's like, welcome to Spokane. Yeah. My goodness.
A lot of sass.
We were patronizing them, but in a different way.
The fans were just a blessing.
They were everyone was great. Very nice.
Great vibes all around. There was an arcade next door with Papa Shot. I'm a Papa Shot pro.
Yeah.
I've broken many high records on many Papa Shots. The high record on there, I'm not sure I believed because I was feeling it and they claimed some other comedian set that record. I feel pretty confident. If all the comedians, no one's got a better stroke than me.
I would be shocked.
These guys do comedy because they sucked at sports.
Yeah. Find me two comedians who can beat us in any sport.
Yeah.
Who are traveling together.
I agree.
I would put us up against any comedians.
I would.
Tag your comedians right now.
Mm-hmm, if you know them.
We will play you in any sport.
Yeah.
2v2. Especially Papa Shot.
Exactly. I mean, they don't have time to get shots up. They're on the road. We already put on our days.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Bill Cosby's developed a jumper.
He's probably working time out.
On his stamp. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't, besides him.
Besides him.
Who could beat us?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We grew up, our dad would let us get out of chores by saying, hey, if you do 50 push-ups and 50 free throws, you don't have to take out the trash. We put in the work so that now we can do comedy. Yeah. Focus on that.
Joe Rogan going to D me up? No. He's 5'1".
Yeah, I saw the...
Oh, yeah. There was a viral thing where someone paid like thousands of dollars for just in like Venice Beach, some plane wrote in the sky, Joe Rogan is 5'3".
This is a good prank.
Yeah, good prank. Is he really, though?
No way.
There's no way.
I'm going to say 5'8".
Not that the internet's accurate about anything. The internet says I'm 5'7".
And worth $20 million.
Yeah. It says he's 5'7".
Okay. Good for him. Joe Rogan height. 5'7". Okay.
I don't know. He does look shorter than that.
It's because he's bald, probably. You know.
That's a good point.
Thanks.
He said, "Oh, someone said on the Twitter in the past that he's 5'8". That's not that short.
It's fine, Joe. Hey, if you're listening, don't be self-conscious. All right?
Yeah.
You're fine. You're fine, Joe.
He tweeted someone back in 2015 that he said to some fan. He's like, it was a funny joke about, I mean, I am short, but not that short, 5'8". Which is hilarious that he said that.
Yeah.
That's like what you say. Dude, I'm short, but I'm not that short.
I am not that short. I mean, I can ride roller coasters.
Yeah, find me one girl who says 5'8 isn't that short. That guy's like a billionaire and jacked. And if some woman was like 5'11", or she could be any height, I'm sorry. You'd be like, hey, do you want to marry 5'8 Joe Rogan or 6'2... he drives Ubers in Spokane. Like,
let's go with the anti-vax Brad.
Yeah,
and
get drinks with them.
Another patronizing moment of this weekend I thought of, which obviously it's easy to complain about the bad stuff. For the most part, everyone was phenomenal. We really did a great time in Spokane. But there was a woman after the show.
The show's about correct opinions. We're not here to, what am I supposed to do, share about how I'm happy or something?
You're right. You're right. I need to quit it with the disclaimers.
Let's hear it.
All right. This girl after the show.
You saw like Katie when she came on the show. She's like, I like roast somebody. She's like, well, maybe that Uber driver, maybe he didn't have that great of a day. So he wasn't that, like, this podcast is not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I need to find that fire in me. I need to not care. This woman after the show.
You're ordering pizza at a gay bar. Confident.
All right. Here it is. Just the tip. She was like, hey, do you know if Trey is coming out? And I'm just like, oh, I don't think so. Just like he, when
Internet
he's married.
Thinks he did,
yeah. He's been married for like over a year. And two, just like if he were to come out here, like he would just get bombarded. He would never get to like leave. You know, people would be taking pictures. They're trying to clean up for the next show. You know,
I'm sorry. You probably have to deal with that a lot when you pop out there.
It's like they're like, oh, hey, where is Trey? Where is he right now? Go get him for me. Yeah. Fetch him for me, little boy.
I do. It was fun. I popped out. I took the a final few show. Photos. But yeah, it's just I can't take 300 photos, but I'm happy to take a few.
And I get it, and I, as best I can, I try to explain that to people so that they can understand. But she's like, okay, well, I mean, I just love him and John Crist so much. Like, I want to see him any chance I get. And, ooh, you know who I really want to see is Charlie Brownski, or whatever, some name I didn't recognize. Charlie Brownski, oh my God, he is, you should tell.
Tell should Trey, tell, I like him more than him. And if he knows him.
She wanted me to tell Charlie, whoever this is. She's like, you know Charlie? I'm like, no, I've never heard of him. I already established I don't know him. You should tell him to come here and perform at Spokane. And like, there's other people around. And they're like, I'm like, oh, I don't know him. You don't know him. You got to tell Charlie to come to Spokane. No, I don't know him.
I don't know.
Who? You have to. He's so funny. If you like Trey and John, you will love Charlie. You got to. Look, I don't know the guy.
I don't know Charlie.
I don't know Charlie. I don't know if he's biting fingers or this different guy on YouTube. I don't know him. Stop talking to me about him. All right?
My favorite. You guys are great at videos, but this one guy made the best video. You bit my finger.
He was the funniest.
He needs to get up here.
He makes me laugh.
Oh, he's the cutest kid. He's 41 now. Oh, yeah. That'll happen.
Had to air that grievance. I'm sorry, Charlie. I don't know who you are.
Charlie, but I'm no doubt you're great.
But. Like, imagine going up to someone after they just performed a concert, getting the chance to talk to them, and then saying, you know which artist you should get to come perform?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
Like, doing a meet and greet with NSYNC. Like, you guys know Backstreet Boys, right? You guys all hang out? Get them up here.
Talk to them directly. Don't talk to their management.
Yeah.
Don't have anyone talk to anyone's management. You talk to the artist directly. Get them here. Because I wanted it.
Because that's how it works.
Because that's how easy it is.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't know the guy? Nope. No problem.
Oh, no.
Figure it out.
I get that no one knows how it works, but just so you know, it's like people are like, wow, Trey, why are you in Spokane? I'm like, because my booking agent said we'd sell tickets there. I've never even heard of the place. Sorry.
It is really sweet. I'm like, thank you guys for coming to Greenville. Mm-hmm. It's like, you are so welcome.
Yeah. Trey texted me and said, hey, I booked your flight to Greenville. I don't know what's happening.
I showed up at the airport and said, where are we headed?
Yeah.
So you're very welcome.
I don't know, but happy to be here. Happy to be here. I know. Shout out, Utah fans. Saving the best for last. A lot of angry Utah fans. We know
that we're
we
not
love
coming
our
yet.
Sweet Mormons.
Yeah.
We are Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
And your name is technically Latter Day. So.
Did you expect to be at the forefront of it?
Be at the front. Your whole thing's kind of the first will be last. So I think,
yeah.
In a way, this is very.
It's kind of what you wanted.
prophetic.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
So we're coming.
One day.
We're coming in. We're coming to even more places. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how much. But...
Oh, yeah. We're just, as I've said the whole time, everyone's very upset. Where's Atlanta? Where's Utah? Where's the Northeast? We're coming, baby.
Hey.
Just be patient.
Gotta wait for the vaccines and COVID and theaters to open up. We're coming.
Yeah.
Coming all up in there.
Let's talk a little bit about this TikTokers versus YouTubers fight night.
Gosh, there is a sentence that just fires me up. Man, TikTokers fighting YouTubers.
Got aware this past Saturday, as per the current trend, a bunch of kids with followings all boxed each other.
Yeah.
And it was, I saw all the highlights. I loved it. And I think it was hilarious. But the YouTubers really took down the TikTokers, which I bet I was rooting for. Not that has anything to do with boxing skill, but that's kind of funny.
But in a weird way, it doesn't surprise me that you say that. I'm like, yeah, it does seem like the YouTubers would beat TikTokers.
But at the same time, if you're seeing the TikTokers form, like so many dances, they're kind of, you know, they're kind of like, I mean, they're getting head movement. They're getting some boxing like motions. Really, for professionally.
Yeah. And YouTubers, meanwhile, are like probably working hard and like developing like discipline and perseverance. And that was probably, you know, why people didn't think they would win, because they're so busy working on like stuff that takes talent. Mm. Whereas TikTokers are just dancing / boxing.
YouTube, you know, they probably got to like, they're like, what's up, YouTube? What's up,
smash
YouTube?
That subscribe
button. Smash that like button. See, you know, I'd love to see the. I actually looked at the training footage, and it's pretty phenomenal. And, you know, say YouTubers and TikTokers aren't boxers. Maybe they are, because you look at these training, these YouTubers, you know, they're going, smash that. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, they're kind of used to a lot of these maneuvers.
It is. It's a lot of, like, even old school YouTubers. What's going on, you guys? We're back with another prank video today. It's a lot of two jabs at once.
It's quick. It's in
What's
and out.
What's going on, you guys?
It's in and out.
How we doing today?
Yeah.
What is going on for my favorite people out there?
Smash that like button. And then, you know, TikTokers too, like I said, they're a little
it's
more
kind
fun
of a star,
yeah. Break your neck. I
cash that check.
But it was the main fight, I thought it was pretty obvious. Bryce Hall just got a, it looked like the, you ever see like Rocky 2, where it's like hilarious 70s movie unrealistic boxing where it's just they just trade absolute blows to the temple. That's what it looked like. It was awesome.
We were performing when it was going on, but I tried to watch some highlights, and I don't, from what I saw, it was like, yeah, going into it, people were like, man, this is gonna be close. Bryce Hall, he's TikTok's bad boy, and he says he's been at 40 street fights. And but then you have Austin McBroom, he played D1 basketball. And like, to me, I'm like, this is obvious, like, who is going to win. Like, if you can compete at that level in any sport, you can like figure out how to box better than someone who dances most days. And like, to no surprise, he beat the living daylights out of him.
Yeah, he did. I mean, I don't know what the key is to boxing at that level. I guess whoever's a little more coordinated, but it's great stuff. I'm all for it. I hope to see more of it. Maybe I get in the ring.
You versus Charlie. Actually, I want Charlie. Mm. I'm mad. I don't know who he is, but I want Charlie. And I want him in Spokane.
Yeah.
So that lady can watch.
You open on the road and you're undercard on my fights. I think everyone would appreciate that.
As long as we, you know, figure out the flights and the schedule and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, doing Utah probably is where. We're not bringing the show to Utah. I'm going to fight.
Who's someone in the creator realm that you think would be a close fight? People would want to see it. But you do feel good about your chances of beating them in a fight.
Ellen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was the name that came into my mind as well.
She's tough.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's come out that she's kind of a, you know, no bars hold type of fighter. But
no hold bars.
No hold bars. Thank you. I wasn't that confident.
Bars hold none.
Mm-hmm. No, save all the bars. She's she's a competitor. She's a fiery, fierce woman. And
mentally tough is what she has. Which you can't teach that.
Exactly.
Mentally tough.
And so she's kind of got like a TikToker haircut as well. She's kind of ahead of her days in that regard. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all fighting and there's something to be said for that. But I do like my chances.
I think the longer you go, the better chance. If mm-hmm. you could take Ellen 8 rounds, you'll have her by the 8th round. She might have you this first couple rounds.
What would my nickname be? Because all fighters have to have a nickname. Be like, Ellen, the backstage bee. DeGeneres.
They would call her Ellen Degenerate. Yeah, that was her name.
That's just that.
And let's see. I think she was on that show, Will and Grace.
She was.
Yours, I think, would be willing to grace your face
yeah.
with my Kennedy. Fist. Trey Kennedy is my name.
He's fighting out of the red quarter. Trey. You get a car, you get a car, you get a knuckle sandwich. Kennedy. It'd be something like that, I think.
And in the ring now is Trey. 12 days of worst night of your life. Kennedy.
She's like dancing like she does on her host show.
This thing. Smack.
Yeah. Oh, that is her thing, right?
Yeah.
Wait for the dance. As she's like stumbling, because it's surgical.
Smash that like.
I'll say cue music. The Roots will be over there or something. And then final punch, she hits the deck, music cuts. And then Kristen Bell runs out.
Yes. Final punchline.
To be interviewed. But there's no interview.
Yes. Yes. They're expecting her DJ, longtime DJ, Twitch. He's not there. There she is, lying lifeless on the floor, twitching.
Twitching. Poetry.
And then Trey takes a bow.
Take a bow.
And everyone snaps because of how beautifully poetic it was. So if anyone knows Ellen, like, let's try to set that up.
Yeah.
Let's do it in Spokane.
She's down. I would roll up there in a Porsche just to rub it in her face.
Get in her head
a little bit. Then I just crash it.
Yeah.
So what?
I think you knock her out and you say something like, turns out this wasn't a, this.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'd lean down and whisper to her. I was like, hey, queen of daytime TV. Not so good at nighttime, are you? Sweet dreams.
Nighty night. This wasn't a very good bedtime Dory, was it?
Mm.
There you go. There, I got it.
Keep swimming towards the light, bro.
And
scene.
And I think that is Trey Kennedy fights Ellen.
That's our best bet.
Wrap that segment up.
I think I would make a lot of money doing that. It'd probably end my career at the same time, but probably
make a few. If you can retire off that money, then.
Yeah, I think Trey versus Ellen would drive a lot of pay-per-views. I do.
It has to.
Yeah, you would think so.
Man.
That's what's crazy. I can't wait to see how far the... Lamar Odom fought Aaron Carter.
Which is just...
The guy... Aaron's party. That's how I beat Shaq.
I want candy.
Boom. I take it to the lane like jam. Do it like that. And that's how I beat Shaq. And then he got absolutely... His head decapitated from Shaq's teammate.
Yeah.
It's amazing he beat Shaq but couldn't beat Lamar Odom.
I know. I wonder. I guess he was just younger then. He was more spry.
True.
He had less neck tattoos then.
Lamar's a tough guy. I mean, Lamar, we're very happy he's still with us, but I think he's legally died 6 times from drugs, so he probably can't feel anything at this point.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just an NBA athlete. Like, don't get
That's
in the ring with an NBA athlete who's 6'9".
6'9".
What was Aaron Carter thinking? Does he just need money that bad? Which, if that's probably the case,
I don't know
if Aaron
Carter's in a great spot, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But,
it does make
boy, do
candy.
We all watch? Well, yeah. Enjoy watching it. I can't wait for what's next. It's going to get out of control.
It really is. Let us know below who you'd like to see us fight. Don't say each other, all right? We're not going to fight each other. You can say Derek, but don't say each other. All right? We'll fight Derek 2v1. We'll figure it out. All right? Oh.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Okay, I want to talk about this this story that went around viral. A man, a lobster picker.
Yes, that's his official title, I believe.
Yes, I believe so.
He wants people to call him that.
Yeah. He was swallowed by a whale, so it says. Mm-hmm. He was down there picking lobsters. doing his thing.
Picking lobs.
Yeah, I think, I don't know what for. I think I heard he has like 20,000 of them at his house.
He likes them. Yeah, it's not really a job, more of a hobby. Just likes to keep them.
He's got, he runs a gay aquarium.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. And be careful. Don't want to get crabs.
If you go in there, they might get a little clawsy.
Oh, because Santa
is hot, handsy.
Oh, I was mm-hmm. thinking like Christmas, like Santa Claus.
No, the handsy. I mean, it was a stretch, but it was a fine joke.
No, it was really.
It
was a really good joke.
When you have to explain the joke, that means it was a really good one.
My bad.
Mm-hmm.
It was really good.
But yeah, he's apparently he went down there, got swallowed up for 30 seconds or so, got spit back out.
So he says.
Yeah. I mean,
what do we think?
Did anyone see it?
Did anyone see him get swallowed by the whale? Does anyone know this whale? Have we talked to the whale? Have we reached out to the humpback?
I think he hasn't been reached for comment. He's kind of dodging the media.
He's playing it low.
Mm-hmm.
Playing it close to the chest. I mean, maybe he just needed a reason to not come to work.
Yeah, kind of a dog ate my homework situation.
Yeah, he was down there trying to find lobsters and couldn't. It's like, man, okay. I've used just about every excuse. I've told him I'm getting my second vaccine multiple times.
Yeah, oh, you know, a lot of pain on that. It felt like I had the flu. It did.
I keep using that excuse where you're not supposed to swim after you've eaten if it's been 30 minutes. I keep doing that.
Boss man, you're not going to believe this.
I got to come up with something new.
I know I've been gone for 3 days. But you've read this story, right?
You're familiar with Noah's Ark, right? Mm-hmm. Now, this isn't one of his biggest hits, but it's still like top 10.
Yeah.
The Jonah story?
Yeah. So I got swallowed up. And I'm fine. You know, I plan to get back to work as soon as I can, but now I have to go to Nineveh.
Mm. Sure.
Yeah. So
nice.
Bible reference.
Yeah. Now I read this was off the coast of Cape Cod, so I'd like to think this is a pretty like fancy whale, and like this whale has like good taste. Now, could this man have been swallowed?
Could have been a racist whale.
And could have been. Could have had some old-fashioned values.
Mm-hmm.
I also think had the man been swallowed by the whale, he could have found maybe some nice things also in the whale's stomach. Maybe some nice Louis Vuitton, you know, bags that have been thrown in the ocean. Maybe some nice plantation-style homes.
Jimmy Choo's or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But
plantation-style. Yeah, I think they're trying to find the whale, trying to figure out, you know, is this true? And
let's reach out to him first,
He's busy. I don't know how. You think they'd be better at tracking down whales because they're able to talk to.
Yeah.
Mm. I didn't want to say anything came to mind. Just felt really rude. I want to make fun of Pat people.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. The guy is okay though. Yeah, like he's just he got a little bruised, but that's it.
He's fine.
He's in the hospital now. Mm-hmm. I saw the picture. He's got the thumbs up.
Thumbs up. That's always a good sign. He's good to go.
Yeah.
And yeah, they said, are you going to get back to work? He said, can't wait. It's my passion.
Huh. Because he's such a freak with these lobsters.
Yeah.
He keeps them.
He's down there. You ever had lobster? Eating it?
Yeah, I had it in Maine, actually, which felt right.
That's what they're known for. They're also known for a place that a lot of people don't want to visit.
Yeah, they're known for being really close to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Acadia National Park.
Very beautiful there, 40 days a year.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure it's gorgeous.
Perfect.
We were talking about this off the pod this past weekend. Seafood near the coast. There's some misnomers out there.
Malarkey. That's what drives me nuts. If the person who everyone knows this person, when you're like, hey man, we're in Utah. There's this great sushi place I heard. It's like, yeah, I'm sure here has it. It's like,
I mean, yeah, how far are we from an ocean? No, thanks.
Like, to plan this trip, I sent you a text that went to space and back. Like, we can get fresh tuna to Utah.
Yeah, I think they can figure it out.
Yeah, it's fine. That drives me nuts. And then people, if you're any restaurant within 50 miles of the sea, you're like, this tastes fresh. Oh, yeah. As like, if it got there any faster. Or...
I was in West Palm Beach a couple months ago and asking a waiter at some restaurant, like, now what would you recommend here? I mean, look, he pointed to the ocean.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with the seafood.
Yeah, they act as if
you
like
catch it right now.
They act as if like some restaurant does a service where if the ocean's right there, some man in a bucket hat runs in with it on his reel. He's like, "I got your dinner. I got your dinner.
Carper Crooper. Yeah. I forget what you said. I forgot to write. I'm one of those waiters who doesn't write it down. And I go fish. What do you want?
He uses a stick to kill it right there. It's like, yeah. Okay. They'll be on your plate in 10. This is fresh.
Now that if I could see him kill it, now that would convince me to get it.
Right.
But otherwise, I'm like, yeah, I feel good enough about America's supply chain that they can get me fresh fish.
I'm over that.
Yeah.
Fresh made me think of, how does Subway for so long get away with and still get away with eat fresh is their thing? Eat fresh.
Yeah.
What?
If I get something that's not a very popular item, it's been sitting out all day. Ugh. Like, you know, they're not like replenishing
farthest that. Farthest from fresh. I mean, yeah. Have you viewed the chicken breast they sell you?
I viewed it because that's what I get on my sandwiches,
it
baby.
It looks like a magic eraser sponge.
It does look like it could erase some ink off.
Yeah. I mean, the bread they serve you is by all means angel food cake. I mean, it is it is unbelievable.
Oh yeah, and they're just, I love, here's my impersonation of a Subway worker, okay?
Yeah.
Let me get this right here.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna have what do you think, do you like the Southwest chicken? Is that any good?
Yeah, you know, it's fine.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? Okay.
I'll just do a 6-inch of that.
All right.
Wheat, on wheat, please. Give me wheat.
White? All right.
No, I'm not. Yeah, what? I am, but I want wheat.
Okay.
You're not.
All right. And then fast forward 5 minutes. All right, now what kind of sauce do you want on this?
This, I mean, it just comes with, I'll do this. This, you like the Southwest sauce?
Southwest sauce? Okay, got it. Hold on, I'm getting it. Hold on. It's not quite to the bottom. Is that not what every Subway worker does every time you ever go there?
And then they go, and I have to go, just light on the mayo. And just, is that like kind of that okay? I guess it has to, you can't take it off, can you? Oh.
I feel like it might have done some damage to the desk or the computer. Hope it was worth it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the set. I kid you not.
Subway's the place where you go to work to show off clinical depression and forearm strength. Those are your main two qualities as a Subway worker.
It is amazing. The sadness in the Subway people's eyes, it is just another level. I feel like they haven't updated the place in a while. It's just like, feels like it has linoleum floors. Mm. And it's pretty good, though.
But I get it once a week.
Yeah.
Can I share some love
with
Subway?
The $5 footlongs?
Yeah.
This is one of the best ad campaigns of all time. $5 footlongs. And they got Brett Favre to do it because his name kind of sounds like five. $5. Brilliant.
Wow, so smart.
Yeah.
And then he went on to send a 5-inch picture later that got him in some trouble. So that's too bad.
5-incher. 5-incher.
5-incher.
I'm a Hall of Fame quarterback. Levi's real man jeans. Yeah, now Brett Favre was a podcast. I mean, who said he should do that? He was viral so many times where he's like, I tell you what, I think this whole thing's a hoax. You're like, Brett,
listen to me.
You're the GOAT.
Everyone likes you right now.
What happened to just put on the jeans, real comfortable? As on a podcast, like, I think.
I'll tell you what's real comfortable. Liberals and their fake news and their media.
Yeah, tell you what.
It must be comfortable to be on that side of things.
You know what? Levi's real comfortable jeans, I could take a knee easily in them. But I don't. Oh, I could get some dirt on these knees, no problem. It's a real man's jeans.
Uh huh. I wouldn't do it when the national anthem's playing, though.
So, please give us 5 stars. Share it with a friend.
5 stars.
Yeah.
5 stars. Review.
For Brett. Yeah, I know. He's just
easy. Getting ready.
Oh.
Wow, really covered it all.
That's actually made me very hungry for Subway. Gotta be honest.
I might get Subway on the way home. It's good. It doesn't sit too heavy.
Yeah, it's nice. Like I said, the angel food cake is light.
It's very light.
It's always a great light dessert.
Very airy.
Yeah, very airy. You got a nice. What do you get the chicken there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have to.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah, it's fine.
Toasted? No toast?
I'll toast.
Yeah, I toast.
Chipotle sauce is nice. That's kind of what keeps coming back, the Chipotle sauce. Okay. And they have great lemonade. I'm a big lemonade drinker now. Mm. Subway is some of my favorite lemonade that you can find.
What brand is it?
It's like some like own? Weird, like their own or something. It's nice. Yeah.
We don't ask what's in it.
Don't.
Yeah, do not ask them.
And for the love of God, don't look them in the eyes when
yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
But if you have to, let me know. Great strawberry lemonade, though.
Oof.
Shout out Subway.
Man, they're getting all sorts of hungry. There's a little Sonic. You heard of these new Sonic seltzers?
Oh, I need to try some.
Heard of these?
Can you get it at a Sonic? Just like drive-through?
No. Okay. Yeah, they,
44
I mean,
ounce.
I mean, to be honest, if they started popping up like adult Sonics, pop in here and grab a cool, refreshing seltzer, they took over the world.
In Missouri, can't you drive with like alcohol
you
in
drive,
your car?
Drunk drive, yeah.
Yeah.
I do it all the time.
I mean, what's stopping a Sonic in Missouri from just selling a Route 44 a strawberry seltzer with nerds? That sounds awesome.
Yeah, to start, you know, right now, what is it? The Sonic's like over 68,000 combinations. Throw seltzer in, we got millions.
Yeah.
Like, I want a lemon berry seltzer with a Corona topper.
Yeah, with nerds and ocean water.
Yeah.
And a corn dog.
Yeah.
Dip the corn dog in there one time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's happy hour.
I want the corn dog to taste like seltzer, and I want the seltzer to taste like corn dog.
Tap off. Yeah. I want a raspberry peach tea seltzer with
easy ice.
A salt on the rim. Yeah. Easy ice. I mean, they would. Yeah, I think it's only available in Oklahoma right now, but they're just flying off the shelf.
No
Can you
way.
Imagine ocean water seltzer? Whoa.
Good for Oklahoma.
Yeah, Sonic's Oklahoma company. People forget that.
Oh.
Love a good Sonic.
Dang.
People sleep on it.
Yeah. Sometimes rightfully so, but also.
Yeah. I mean, like all fast food, you kind of sometimes you pull up and you sit there for 45 minutes and they bring out something else entirely. Yeah. And you're like, I'm just going to eat this.
Yeah, it is. I try not to like, you know, get upset at fast food places because it's like, I mean, everyone there is making minimum wage. It's no one enjoys working there, but it is. They all have their downfalls. And Sonic is just customer service across the board. It's like people sleep on how bad Sonic is. I think McDonald's gets a bad rap. Subway gets a bad rap.
McDonald's is usually pretty quick.
But at least you're in and out. I mean, won't
the person
smile
serving
at you. Yeah.
Has at least been arrested 3 times, but they're working now. They're doing fine. It was quick.
And I have my drink really quickly.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sonic, I mean, it takes forever. And then the credit card machine is never working. Oh, I got to take it inside. And then they're like, you know what? I'll just swipe it out here. I'm like, well, no, I already tried it out here. Oh, you're right. It is broken. Let me go inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sonic, what was always tough for me is Sonic growing up, I guess you're maybe supposed to tip these people.
Oh, yeah.
Which then, you know, they're out. This is very brief. And now you do the cart thing, and there's not really a tip option. So then they come out and like, am I supposed to give the guy a quarter? I don't.
Yeah. I don't like even the verbiage. They'll be like, hey, my name's Delilah. I'll be taking care of you today. It's like, taking care of seems a little extreme. Mm-hmm. Handing me my corn dog sounds like what you'll be doing today.
Helping provide me 8,300 calories of saturated fat hardly seems like you're taking care of me.
This costs $3.
Yeah.
It's this many calories. You're not taking care of me. Oh. All right. No one's taking care of me.
Yeah. I'm not taking care of me. Let's be real. Just please bring it out to me. Don't look at me. And I'm going to leave.
And for the love of God, you cool it with the skates. No one's impressed anymore. Yeah. We can all skate. All right.
Yeah. Just, Sonic,
you're making me nervous.
Any Sonic person who comes out on the skates. Come on. This isn't.
Yeah.
Footloose. I don't know what's going on?
Just 50s.
Yeah. Just give me.
Everyone's pretty good at walking.
My slush. I mean, I'm not. Yeah. A slush is, in a lot of ways, kind of a. As a kid, nothing better than a slush. I'm not a good. When's the last time you got a slush?
You don't want to ask me that.
I mean, I deserve one at some point.
Been, like last week at Quick Trip, I got a slush. It was
nice.
Awesome.
But a Sonic slush hits different.
When's
the last time you had that?
I mean, probably a few weeks ago. It's summer, baby.
It's been a minute. I'm going to get a slush tonight.
Dude, heads up. They're real cold. And I know that's going to sound obvious.
I am not classic brain freeze guy. Do you try the thumb on the roof of your mouth trick?
I will try anything.
Doesn't work at all.
I'll try anything twice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about.
They're so cold.
Oh,
good luck.
Mine will go on for 45 seconds.
The older I get, I'm just like.
I'm just doing this.
Everybody shut up. Turn the lights off.
I look like I'm like. And though it looks like I'm like transitioning in those like switching people movies.
Jamie Lee Curtis is going back to Lindsay Lohan. Oh no, it's just a brain freeze. eyes get real close and
the
I just get in here.
Unreal. I'm so dumb. I like to eat ice with like ice water, eat the ice, and I'll eat the ice so vigorously. I'm like, oh shoot. And then it'll hit me. I'm like in bed with Katie and just laying there like, She's like, what are you doing? I'm like shoving thumbs in my mouth. Like,
They've gotten worse the older I've gotten. They did not used to hit this bad when I was a kid.
It is. I do think it's the worst pain I've ever felt. I do. It is intense.
It is. It just comes out of nowhere. I feel like even like a migraine, it kind of like builds. Like I have a little bit of a headache. It's getting worse. It's getting worse. Now it's like a piercing migraine. But this is just like, I'm enjoying this like strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Go!
Yeah.
Take me now, Lord. Yeah. I'm ready to go.
It's happening. Yeah.
So. Thank you guys for listening. Yeah.
Slow down when you drink cold stuff. Episode 92.
92.
It's hot out. Huh? You deserve a nice slushy, but be careful. We can't emphasize that enough.
Go get some Sonic. Tell us who you got in a fight, Trey or Ellen. Tell us, what was the other thing I asked for? You remember from the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it? Doesn't matter.
Good wrap up. Yeah.
Thanks. Tell,
you know, we're going to get some slushies and some pizza. Get a little brain freeze and get a little
sausage.
Hot guy in our lap.
A little smoky.
A little smoky.
Hot, little wieners.
Hot pizza guy.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
By the way, what's this all on the roof?
Rough.
Okay. Was there something on the ref? Rough.
Roof. No, rough.
Rough.
Because
R-U-F.
Roof is how to say it.
Roof. We're saying
rough.
Rough. The rough. I don't think it's all the way rough.
Okay, so
it's a little more subtle.
No, it says rough, so I think it's more like
rough. Say it again.
Rough. Like split the difference. Roof. Rough. Do you hear that?
I hear it, but there's just like a disconnect to my tongue. I was like, how do I? It's probably why I'm not a good singer. There's like a rough.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. By the way, did you hear something? There was like some sort of racket on the rough last night. I almost had it.
I think it was pretty good.
Okay. I'll try it one more time. By the way, did you hear it last night? There was like some sort of racket on the rough last night. Rough.
I think it works.
Okay.
And
either way, it's wrong.
Rough? You mean roof? You're like, it almost sounded like there was a wolf on the roof.
Yeah, this is going to sound crazy, but it almost sounded like there was a wolf on the roof. Dang it, I said rough. Wolf on the roof.
Yes.
There it is. Wolf on the roof. Yeah. Yeah, like this is going to sound crazy, but it almost sounded like there was a wolf on the roof last night. Wolf on the roof. Wolf on the roof. Wolf.
It's hard to say wrong.
There's a wolf. It sounded like there was a wolf on the roof. A wolf on the.
Yeah, you're getting it.
There's a roof. Raff.
You're almost saying raff at this point.
I'm trying to like envision how to spell it, and wolf. I'm throwing an E in there.
Just picture rhyming. Wolf on the roof.
Wolf on the roof. Yeah,
the roof.
Okay, easy enough.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.